I appreciate this is a rather what you might call a what's the word? A cocked version of this analysis. And so if you would like to see a rather more forthright one, then please go over and watch the version on my Substack at jollyheretic.com. Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of A Quick Pint. We need to talk about what is happening on the Italian island of Lampedusa. And this is not being reported in much of the mainstream media because we've been overtaken by Russell Brand and so forth at the moment, but it actually has enormous significance. Just under a week ago, 6,000 people arrived on the island of Lampedusa on between 100 and 200 boats in one day alone. And since then, there have been more that have come, so it's about 10,000 people so far. 6,000 in one day arrived in an island that has a population of about 6,000 and which is about 8 square miles. Now, I mean, imagine the pure weight of numbers involved and what that means for the people of Lampedusa. In one day, 6,000 people, 10,000 in essentially a week. Now, there's speculation on what has caused this. It's been suggested, for example, that the Wagner Group in Russia is influential in places like Burkina Faso and other parts of sub-Saharan Africa. And if you look at the images, the men involved in this are overwhelmingly from sub-Saharan Africa, and that they have been tacitly encouraged to come to Italy and so forth, with promises that it will be possible to make their way to France and so forth. And indeed, on March the 13th, Guido Crosetto, the Italian minister, March 2022, argued that this was a sort of policy of the Russian government. So that may be why it's happening now. But what I think is particularly interesting is to look at this from an evolutionary psychology perspective, to look at this in terms of what happens in nature. Because it really has to be understood again and again and again. I can't stress this enough, that if we accept Darwinian evolution, and almost everybody short of fundamentalist Christians accepts Darwinian evolution, then we have to accept that we are an advanced form of ape. And if we are an advanced form of ape, we are all of us apes, then we will behave like apes. We will behave as we behave in nature. And this includes how you go about carving out territory, how you go about as a group claiming the territory of another group. How do you expand your territory? Because ultimately, that is the general tendency. That is what groups want to do in nature. They want to expand the area which they control so they have access to more resources so they can pass on more of their genes. That's what's happened in nature. That is what was happening when we, the British, were building our empire. We were expanding our territory, and we were using the same kind of tactics that tend to be used in nature. So what are these tactics? How is ter what happens when you're expanding territory? How are groups more likely to be successful in expanding territory than other groups? Well, the answer is, first of all, rapid reproduction. There is certainly evidence that, from many, many, many studies that groups that are new into a society will tend for a period of time, until their reproduction goes back down to levels that are closer to the original population, engage in rapid reproduction. Secondly, it basically just quite low standards. So a broad diet, for example, an ability to just get on and being a generalist, a preparedness to just do anything, being a generalist. This is what you find in nature. In nature, it's broad diet, generalist. They will be extremely successful in accruing more territory because the groups that are already there will be very specifically adapted to that territory and to certain kinds of food or whatever. If you therefore are prepared to have a broad diet and you are not prepared to worry too much about, being involved to a particular ecology or system, then you are are able to expand. High level of dispersal, i.e. you move out quite quickly. We see this, you move out quite quickly across a large area from a small starting point. A lack of, well, the term it's used in this biological literature is a lack of natural predators. And of course, the only predator, if you are a group that is expanding, is the group that will fight against you. And that's what the British Empire found when it was expanding into Zululand or whatever. What was the natural predator? It was the people whose territory it already is, and you have a fight, you have a battle, you have a big fight, and that's it. And so what we have, of course, in this situation is no fight. We are too rich, we are too decadent, we are too, as Europeans, we are too happy with our lot, we are too low in a sense of something eternal. We don't put up a fight. You know, we say these people are, this is terrible, and we need to have safe and legal routes, and people need to come here legally, and we need to look after them, and they're asylum seekers and whatever. And so you can't say that Europeans are predating. Europeans are very welcoming. There's no problem there. You do have other things which are perhaps a little bit difficult to talk about. Aggressive behaviour. Well, if you look at the videos that are coming out of Lampedusa, the people that have arrived there, some of them are behaving, I'm afraid, in a rather aggressive way towards locals. These are the ways in nature in which we expand. And so what we are really watching is a sort of human zoological experiment, really. We are humans, we are animals, and we behave like animals. And what we're seeing at the moment in Lampedusa, and also another thing that they do, I forgot to mention, that you would do, is you would change the environment to be more consistent with what you want, what's natural to you. And you're seeing this already, that the young chaps that have made their way to Lampedusa are setting up roadblocks, are literally carving out physical territory in which they can build up a system of operation that is more consistent with basically what they're used to. And so this is all we're seeing is what happens in nature is what we do. Because I can't stress this enough. We humans are a highly mentally advanced form of ape. And we behave like an advanced form of ape in every way. And this includes when we try to carve out new territories for ourselves. And this is what we are seeing in fascinating real-life detail as a sort of, a Desmond Morris human zoo real-life experiment on the island of Lampedusa. Are you ready for the future of the West?